Hello and welcome to me. My name is Felix Lattman and I'll be your instructor for this course. Now, if you have not heard of me or this course before, I have been a teacher and an instructor for many, many courses all over at Domino Chinese. You might already be studying on our website. There's a lot of benefits if you study with us on our website. You can get flashcards, you can get dialogues that are written right there. You can mark them as done, and there's plenty, plenty of other exercises as well. I'll tell you more about that throughout the course. Now, about me, that's it. My name is Felix Lappen, and about the student, her name is Saga, and she is about to start her first lesson. Now, this is more than 100 days later, so this is when we can look back and marvel at the wonderful results that she and I were able to achieve together. She studied Chinese, not every day, I would say, or actually every day, but she reviewed most of the days. So only 2 lessons every week. We did it every Monday, we did it every Thursday, and that's it. We did it for about 30 to 45 minutes every day. Now, so that's the layout of the course. You just basically follow her with whatever she does and you do the same. On every Monday, we have class. So I suggest that you do the same. You try and find a good time on your Mondays as well. Now, if Monday's not a good time, just move it to a Tuesday and just let the whole course slide one day ahead. So if I say Mondays, it's your Tuesdays. If it's our Saturdays, it's your Sundays. And that's it. Now, we're about to head into the first class, and that's the layout of the whole course. I just want to mention as well that during all the other days, not the Mondays and not the Thursdays, we'll be reviewing or practicing new dialogues with the words that we've learnt. So just bear that in mind, and please, please, please don't try to jam everything into like one session and try to catch up by studying everything in one sitting. That's not wise. Saga will tell you in the course, and me having taught over 100,000 people Chinese already, I know that that's not a wise choice. I know that's how humans work, but please, please, please listen to me here. So just the idea is listen a little bit every day. It's not more than just a few minutes. Towards the end, it'll be more like 10 minutes, but that's still enough time that I can probably ask you of that. Now, that's a lot of information for you to digest. I'll remind you throughout the course as well what I think is more and more important. And lastly, I would like to mention that if you have not seen my face through this video, it's because you're watching this video through a podcast, which works perfectly fine. Actually, all the other days than the class days, so 5 days a week, there's just a recording really. And there's a black screen for you to watch. So this course works just as well as a podcast. So you can watch it either on Domino Chinese, where we have all the wonderful benefits of flashcards and dialogues and interactive exercises and much, much more, which I'll also tell you about later. But if you don't study on Domino, you can study on plenty other websites and just as a podcast as well even. So lovely. That's it from me. And I'm really excited about this one. Please enjoy and good luck. And I'll see you, well, I guess in a few seconds, because 100 days younger me self version is about to start a class with you and Saga. Hey guys, I'm Felix.
I'm Saga.
Saga. I'm the teacher.
Student.
That's what we've established now, and this is the cat. Not my cat, the student's cat.
That's my cat.
Esther. We'll learn how to say my name is Esther in a bit in Chinese. Now, before we get started, by the way, guys, if that was confusing to you, some of you are watching this through video, and some of you guys are watching it through a podcast. What we're about to learn is Chinese. I've been teaching Chinese more than 10 years, and here is Saga. You don't speak any Chinese, correct?
No, you have taught me some words a while back, and I completely forgot about them. Mm-hmm. So if I sort of react to something like, oh, all right, that doesn't mean that anyone else has to get what I'm saying or what we're talking about. It just means that it's just something that I've heard before.
And here I want to show a sample to you, because we'll be studying now for more or less 3 months. Correct me if I'm wrong. At the end of the course, I might want to go longer or shorter. And this is you in 3 months. You have no idea what that sounded like. But hopefully that was impressive enough for everyone else to go, ooh, I should follow this course. Now, the whole layout we'll explain more as we go, but what you should know is that we will study twice a week. We'll study for about 20 to 30 minutes. Again, you can correct me later if I'm wrong on that. And each session we do Mondays and we do Thursdays. So I would like you guys to do the same thing. And over the weekend, I will send you audio files that you need to listen to and some vocab that you need to just look through. It's not going to, you're not going to learn anything more, anything new. You're just going to review what you've already learned. Sounds reasonable?
Yes, very reasonable.
Good. So with all of that, and over 3 months, you just heard the results. That's where you will end up. And the whole thing is that you guys, you can mimic her. You can walk behind Saga in her footsteps because what you're supposed to know, you guys are supposed to know as well.
Yep, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. So sometimes you can go, oh, she doesn't know that. Or sometimes you go, oh, you know that. Mm. And maybe you know a little bit too much then. That's because we've studied a little bit, but not too much at all, no?
Yeah, I don't think you should have high hopes for me at the department, to be honest.
But another thing people might go is they just heard you speak Chinese and they were like, wait a minute. I'm not good with languages. Would you say you are?
No, I speak English fairly well, but I've also... During school, I took a French class for several years and I don't remember anything from it.
Brilliant. So I studied Chinese in university and I gave up after about 2-3 months. It was too hard, too boring, too confusing. So we're both sort of in the same boat. I learned Chinese and I want to show someone else do it as well. Mm-hmm. So let's get started. Guys, all you need to do now is just listen along. There'll be, if you go to the website, to our website, you will be able to find audio links and PDF documents of dialogues that you need to read to catch up on these things. So we'll get started now. This course, by the way, do you know what characters are? We'll start with that.
No.
Characters in Chinese are they're like it's not. It's we can't really say that it's an A or B or C or like it's a letter or that it's a word. Instead, it's a picture. And this initially is what makes Chinese so difficult for some people if they have a bad teacher or methodology. But if you have a good teacher, then a language like Chinese with characters, it's just pictographic. Pictographic means that it builds on itself.
Sort of like hieroglyphs from Egypt?
Yes, exactly. So we build on each other. So a character like mountain will look like mountain. I can literally show it to you here. This is the character mountain. Here we go. Here. Does that look like mountain to you?
No.
Yes, it does.
No,
you should just say yes now.
No.
Yes, it does.
It looks like a trident to me.
Okay, well, sure. I'm sorry about that. This one here means to fly.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it looks like a little dragon friend, sort of.
Yeah, this one here means...
Death.
No, actually, a fire. So it's supposed to be like a fire with things coming out from it. And then, now you've learned characters. So characters, well, they look like what they are. But then we start putting them together as well. So we get this one, Fire Mountain. Mm-hmm. And this is how we create words, like longer and more specific words in Chinese.
So what does it actually mean?
Well, what do you think?
Well, if it's a fire mountain.
Yes, what is it?
I have no idea.
You tell me.
I'm not smart enough.
Terrible student. I hope you guys can guess better at home, from your couches or wherever you're located. A fire mountain. Mm. So this is how you have words derived from in Chinese. I call them like, you know, the periodical table where you have like, they're building blocks, I call them. I don't know how many there are in like science, but in Chinese there are about, I would say, 1,000 very useful words. Or 1,000 very useful characters. And amongst those, if you learn the most 100 most common ones, you can combine them into different words. So, for instance, fire mountain would be volcano.
Oh.
So you combine two building blocks, like pretty rudimentary elements, and you get something.
Yeah, hope everyone else got that. I was thinking about an actual fire on the mountain.
What if we take like a machine, fire machine? What do you think that would mean?
Like a torch,
brilliant. Yeah. It means lighter, actually, literally. Okay. And fire, we can just continue giving you some other rudimentary building blocks. Do together with maybe fire, then we have vehicle. What do you think that would be?
Fire vehicle, is it a fire truck?
No, because they would have probably taken that word if it wasn't taken already, but it was taken already. About 200 years ago, we had trains, because they...
On
coal, exactly. Mm. So these are characters for you. Each character has one syllable. So I'll get more into like how we should understand, how we can understand, because there's actually a reason or there's a logic behind what each character looks like, which will give it its pronunciation. So it's not just a guessing game, none of it really.
Okay.
And we won't look too much at characters, but that's really it for now. And if I find that a character is funny or interesting, then I'll teach it to you as well. Otherwise, we'll just go with what we call. Oh, did you have a question first?
I did. So what's the actual characters? Like, what are they called? Yeah, what are they called in a fancy word? Because you have kanji, but it's not kanji.
Yeah, good. Kanji is Japanese.
Yeah, so what's
But
the
they region? Took kanji from from Chinese. Did you know that much?
No, I did not.
So Japanese, quick lesson in Japanese, is that they have like three languages. There's one phonetic, one yada yada, and one kanji. And that is built from Chinese. It's completely from Chinese.
Okay.
And so they have like their own alphabet, but they also have some words that are just pictures, like in Chinese. So they have like a mix between English and Chinese in that way. You can sort of call it. Don't call me out on this because I'm not a Japanese expert. But yeah, and they took kanji from Chinese because in Chinese we call kanji hanzi.
Okay.
Okay. And Han is, do you know the Han Chinese people?
No, but I've heard about the dynasty.
Good, the Han dynasty.
Yes.
Well, the Han people, they're like, it's a minority or ethnicity, you can call it in China. Yeah. There's more than 90% of the population are Han. So you can literally call it Han language. That's just Chinese.
Okay.
That's what they call it. They say Hanyu.
Because there are several different Chinese languages. Or are they different accents that just...
Good question.
So what are we going to learn?
We okay. are... Good question. I hope no one's allergic to cats, by the way. so we are going to learn Mandarin.
Yeah.
But only very like very politically correct people are going to say Mandarin. If I went to China one day and I said Mandarin, they would go, I don't eat fruit, thank you. Or I prefer oranges. Mm. Like, it's only Swedish PC elitist people who say Mandarin. Instead, in China, they would just say Chinese.
Okay.
It's like in Spain, where you wouldn't say Catalan versus Castellano. Like, Castellano would be
Spanish.
We would just say Spanish instead. So it's like making that same differentiation.
Yep.
Just the fact that we've settled on never calling it Chinese. But please call it Chinese. Nobody except the Chinese, Swedish elitists get offended.
Mm.
So about what languages and dialects we have, according to Chinese, it's very hard to say, but according to Chinese, there's just one language. That also has to do with like their patriotism and stuff. They want everyone to unite on the one language, Mandarin. But that's why they just call it Chinese instead.
All right.
But also because they have, that's recording. Yeah, that's fine.
I freaked out. Sorry, I just thought that my mic wasn't recording and I sort of panicked.
I can show you my mic too. It's fine. But if you ask someone else who speaks another dialect or language, then they would probably call it, oh, I speak another language.
Mm-hmm.
They would call it dialects, but we are Cantonese. It has more speakers than all of half of Europe has in combined. Like,
yeah.
So you would probably call it a language, and it's definitely different enough to be called a language. So I would say go with calling it a language, go with calling it Chinese, and that's the best Chinese impersonation that you can past with.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so now we have characters. We've set up a little bit of a basis culturally and semantically as well, what are things.
Mm-hmm.
But in this course, we're not going to study too many characters. In this course, we are simply going to learn pinyin. Remember the word hanzi, by the way?
Yeah.
That came from kanji. Because han means han, like you probably know that already. Or that'll be easy to remember now. But zi means character.
Okay.
So I can go, what's this zi? What does this zi mean?
Okay.
Okay, so we can keep on saying that. So, zi, by the way, just refers to one character. If it's two, it's going to be something else. It's going to be zi.
Yeah, that sounds the same too.
It sounds the same. Yeah. We can try it out. First, we have, by the way, don't worry, we're going to learn like, hello, you're welcome, and what's your name, yada yada.
Yeah.
First, we need some foundation. We have the difference. Oh, by the way, everyone else will have an advantage here. Because I just have a document that I'm reading from, but you just have to listen. And I'll show you some sentences as well here. But as you can see here, what I just wrote here was zi. This is zi.
Okay.
This is with an S or a Z.
Yep.
Okay. And when I spit a little bit, this is also the hardest thing about Chinese, I think, these different sounds. So it's a good thing that we're starting with it. Zi is a character, means character.
Yeah.
And ci, it has a different tone. We'll get into that soon. Right. But don't worry about that. Ci, can you see that I'm spitting a little bit here? Ci.
Yeah.
And here it's just vibrating. Z.
Yeah.
Z. Try it. Good, that's Z. Good.
Yeah.
Good. And you're spitting through, like you're coming through your mouth. Perfect.
Yes, just spit on everyone.
Yes, spit on everyone. That's word. This means word.
Okay. 词. So character versus word.
Character versus word. Versus word. Excellent. Also, there's a combination of three, I always call it. We might as well throw that in there. It's this. So it's S, Z, C. How do you think we just say that first one? It's easy.
Z.
No, it's just s. So no vibration. So start with s. S, by the way, means four. But what's funny about it is that it also means death. Like different sounds. And Chinese are very, what do you call it? Superstitious.
Yeah.
So they don't even, because s is four, but it also rhymes with, it sounds the same as death, different tones. We'll get into that soon. But for this reason, they don't have the fourth floor in China.
Okay.
Wow. Whoa, I think like, you're exaggerating on that reaction. Yeah. But thank you very much. So we go s, just simple s, and then z, okay, and then c. Did you hear me spitting there?
Mm? Yeah, s, and then what's the second one? Z, and then c.
Good. For the middle one, I think of like DJ, z, 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 like just vibrate a little bit while you're doing it.
Yeah.
That's perfect. We'll get back to that. And we'll get back to tones as well that we just mentioned there briefly. But now we have character. How do you say character?
Z.
Z. Good. And then word?
Z.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. And
also, I apologize to everyone listening to me for my pronunciation on every Chinese word. You are going to hate me so much.
Don't worry, you're not the one to judge. I will say if it's good enough, and then people will judge accordingly. Okay, now I want to start you off. We'll again set some wonderful foundation here, but now we'll just go with the only word that I definitely think that you know, which is hello.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. Do you know what it literally means?
No.
No, it doesn't mean no.
I forgot.
Ni hao is so funny. I imagine Joey from Friends going about town going ni hao, ni hao. Because it literally means... it doesn't mean literally how you doing, but it means you good.
You good?
You good.
It's like the Walmart version of Joey.
You good?
Yeah, instead of how you doing,
then
you good.
You good. A brilliant salesman.
Yeah.
So imagine you're literally just going about, like everyone in China is going about pointing at each other like salesman people from Walmart.
Oh, nice.
Ni hao, ni hao.
Ni hao.
So what we have then is you can derive ni hao, ni which means?
You.
Good. And hao?
Good.
Good. And how many zi are there in this character?
Two.
How do you know?
I have no idea.
You're just
guessing.
Brilliant. Well, each character is a syllable or has one syllable.
All right.
Syllable is saga, two syllables, Felix, two syllables. Or if you pronounce it in the Chinese accent, Felix. So that's like four syllables. Ni hao, two syllables.
Yep.
Ci, zi, ci, all one syllable each.
Yep.
By the way, I forgot to mention, but what we are studying here is pinyin.
Right.
Okay. This is pinyin. Hanzi was the character, Chinese characters. Pinyin is just... they realized that in the 50s that like Chinese people have to have something to latch onto, to grab onto. So we'll give them pinyin, which is basically ABC, the Chinese characters, but written like I'm doing it right now.
Oh.
This is pinyin.
Okay, okay. Got it.
The word pinyin is quite interesting itself. Again, just like anything else, these are two characters, as you can see. People have just learned pinyin and think, oh, it just means pinyin means pinyin. What it literally means is pin means to put together, yin means sound.
All
right. Yin will be used when we say, it's not from yin yang actually, it's
no,
another
so what
one.
Does yang mean?
Yin means minus, yang means positive.
Okay.
So it's minus and positive, or dark and yada yada, or
but
female.
This is another
yes.
different yin.
But we use it in tones, sounds, echoes, volume, music, anything like so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And pin just means to put together. And it's funny because you have pin and then together with a word that means picture, pin tu. What do you think pin tu would mean?
I have no idea. The only recollection I have to Pinto is a spotted horse.
Oh, Pinto, okay. But pin you put together and then tool you put together pictures. It's something that old women like.
That old women like?
Puzzles.
Oh.
Pinto is a puzzle.
Why did I... Never mind. Never mind, I'm just going to leave that there.
The only reference is my mom.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay, but okay, let's go back to ni hao. So you see, guys, this course, hopefully you can digest a lot of it because there's a lot of side tracking, and we're not just thoroughly learning everything.
And that's I want it to be that way too, so it doesn't get too hard at any point really. So now we've gone through officially the first word, which is ni hao. We've done a few other ones as well, even like puzzle in Chinese. Okay, so ni hao. What's cool then is that from this we can deduct the fact that we don't say like very in Chinese. Oh, sorry, we don't say you are good in Chinese. We just say you good.
Okay.
So what I love about Chinese here is that you are good. They just realized that, okay, every time we use an adjective, you are beautiful, you are handsome, you are smart, we just say R all the time.
Yeah.
So let's just ditch that completely.
So they say you handsome.
You handsome. Every time, like Chinese, I think we can draw so much inspiration from. This is what annoyed me. Do you know about Esperanto?
No.
Esperanto was it was supposed to be the world language. So they took together, they brought together all the experts, so-called experts within each field, but it was only experts within like European, Indo-European languages like Spanish and Indo and like Latin and French and so on. And then nobody ever consulted anyone about Chinese because they're like, that's probably too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But they should like, so they still conjugated words, which means they bent them. They made he goes, she goes, I go, I went.
Yeah.
Chinese doesn't do any of that. And they should have drawn inspiration from if there's an adjective, you shouldn't just have a verb. Let's make it easy.
Okay.
There's so much that Chinese can do here for you. See, people usually get offended when I call it, but I just call it a caveman language.
Mm-hmm.
It's carved off everything that is difficult and kept the beauty. Okay, let's continue. So, ni hao. But then my favorite word probably in all of Chinese is You've heard that before. What does it mean?
It means hungry.
It means hungry. So now it's funny because if I'm saying I am hungry, three words in Chinese, what's the essence of this?
Like hungry.
Hungry. So you can literally, we know we don't even say I am, but we don't even have to say I because it's contextually clear.
Okay. So as soon as you say hungry, everyone will assume that you're talking about yourself.
Yes.
Unless you specify that someone else is hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I'm asking you, and then go back, ma, like, are you hungry?
Mm.
Because I'm pointing at you. Everyone knows I'm talking to you.
And
I don't even
go,
have to say,
ugh.
And then you go, exactly. Brilliant. So you already know how to answer these things. So that's how actually what you do in Chinese. You don't play around with yes or no too much. You just answer with the question. Brilliant. And now we can say, we could say like, you hungry? Well, first, you good. You good. Tell me.
Ni hao.
Good, and now tell me you're hungry.
That I'm hungry and that you're hungry.
Tell me that I'm good and that I'm hungry.
Ni hao, ni e.
Good, and say like Esther, your cat. Is that okay to say that her name was Esther?
No, you doxed us.
I am. I'll look you up
by turn.
Troll you. Esther is hungry.
Esther,
And then Esther is good.
Esther, how?
Good. And now we have a wonderful thing, okay? Because I'll teach you an adverb already. Maybe I'm getting a bit ahead of myself, but I think it's interesting. So we have Esther, and then what we'll do now is we'll say, like, you know how we can say, like, she's well fit, or well pretty, well cool, well smart. In English, well, coming from the word good, mm-hmm. can be an adverb also, like meaning that we can say, I'm very hungry, I'm well hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So you can then say, you very good, instead of you good. So how would that be?
You're very good.
Yeah, you very good. You well good.
Ni hao hao.
Ni hao hao. Ni hao hao. But now, brilliant. That's so good. Okay, this is. I'm impressed by this. By the way, if you guys did realize that you didn't catch up that fast, then that's because you're brilliant. We have one thing that is funny, and I don't want it to be confusing. I just think it's funny. Is that Chinese has tones. Get back to that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese has tones, which means that there's no rhythm to the language. Everyone has different theories why there are things at the end, which is what we're about to learn now. But my theory is that because there are tones everywhere in the language, in the sentence, so there's no like feel to it, there's no rhythm to it. So if you instead end with the same sound every time, depending on if you're excited or if you're sad or something,
mm-hmm.
The word we're going to learn now, or the character, the zi we're going to learn now, is just ah.
Ah.
So you like whatever you're saying in the sentence, you say ah at the end, and then you like smooth it out a little bit. And this an ah means you're excited.
So it's like saying the word exclamation point.
Yes.
Instead of actually saying it out.
Yes, yeah. Brilliant, brilliant. So you say, you could just say, uah, uah.
So super hungry.
Super hungry, yeah. Uah.
But very excited about it.
Uah, yeah. Or be like, ni hao a.
Ni hao a.
Ni hao a. But what's cool now, or what I need you to do, is like the ah is really good at the end of everything, but please start using it when you say how, like how or how how wa.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So every time we say how, like you very, because how now means very or it means good.
Yep.
So every time we say how as very, we need to put ah at the end because it's like it's not really saying very. It's like saying well or like so almost. Mm. So tell me, you are very good.
你好好啊。你好好啊。
Good. And you're very hungry.
你好饿啊。你好饿啊。你好饿啊。
Good. And now, you know the month May? The month May? The one after April?
What, in Chinese? Oh.
No, you don't need to know that.
The general month of May, yes, I know.
Month of May.
I've had plenty of Mays.
And then May. In Chinese, Mei is also a nickname for people. It could mean little sister, but it could also mean beautiful.
Okay.
But there's a country related to beautiful, which we'll get to in a bit. Spoiler alert. No, not spoiler. I just want them to like feel like to be continued almost.
A cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger alert. So that's Mei. Mei. That's beautiful.
Mei.
Yeah. So you have a tone now. It's the third tone. I'll get back to that soon. But that means that it goes that me, and it goes up a little bit at the end.
Me.
You almost like pause for half a second, or like not even half a second, millisecond. Mm. So me means beautiful.
Right.
Good. And me is also a Chinese name, so you can be like me is beautiful.
Mei mei ya.
Or mei hao mei ya. Or be like Esther. Tell me, because we need to every time we learn something. We make sure that we use it as many times as possible.
On the cat.
On the cat. So first on the cat, apply it there.
Esther hao mei ya.
Esther hao mei ya. And tell me, saga ma mei ya.
Ma mei ya.
Saga hao mei ya.
Saga hao mei ya.
Mom, mama.
Mama hao mei ya.
Good. Cat, mao.
Mao hao mei ya.
Mao hao mei ya. Okay, wonderful. And then you're very beautiful.
Ni hao mei ya.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Zi. Character.
Yep.
Oh, brilliant.
And then, what was this? Zi, and...
Oh, yeah. So first is si.
Si.
Okay. And then zi.
Zi.
And then ci.
Ci.
You spit.
Okay, good.
Okay. We will stop there and get... And we'll pause for a little bit. Because I don't want our sessions to be longer than that.
Right.
So we have... first, we just talked a little bit. Let me just rephrase. Recap. Thank you. Characters are building blocks, we call them.
Yep.
We can put them together and they mean more complex things.
Yep.
Can you give me an example of a volcano?
Fire Mountain.
Brilliant. Okay. And then we have characters. Each character has one syllable.
Yep.
And then I gave you like si, zi, ci. It's a very common one.
Yep.
Later on, we can add H after it. So shi, zhi, chi. That was too much for you right now. Because those are the different sounds, different meanings, different words completely. But if you know this, then you can add H to it and you'll know twice as many words already. Then we talked about pinyin versus hanzi. Okay?
Yep.
And then we talked about being hungry, and being beautiful, mei.
Mm-hmm.
And how to make sentences with such. And also how to end things with ah at the end of things. I also actually gave you the word for, do you remember mom?
Mama.
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 Mama. And we can go through all of these funny, or some of them. And baba.
Baba.
Baba. Not so, papa, baba.
Baba.
Mm. I you see how that makes more sense. Pa is a difficult sound to make. Babies don't say pa, they say ba.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Mm. Yeah, okay, just accept
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
whatever you say.
Cat was mao.
Mao.
Mao. Okay. Now, the chairman Mao is mao, it's a different tone. Not to be confused.
Okay.
Okay. Chairman Mao, who constituted the Communist Party in 1959. Exactly.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Exactly. And then we didn't talk about tones, but we'll do that soon. We also learned how to say beautiful, which is what?
Mei.
Mm. So you can just look at something and be like, so beautiful. La. How do you say that?
Hao mei ya.
Hao mei ya.
Hao mei ya.
Brilliant. Does that feel difficult so far?
No.
Okay, good.
Except for the
Good. I have to give you something.
Yes.
Yes. We have classes where we just focus on that for like 30 straight minutes. So don't worry. All of these things, you don't have to be perfect, especially not with tones or sounds. They will get perfect. I've never heard anyone, this is a tip that I give everyone, I've never heard anyone speak Chinese perfectly on day one, like make it sound perfect.
Right.
Like pronunciation comes along with time.